we still don't have great answers on how it might work, let alone if it works.
So does it?
Good question.
So why do people have pain with, let's say, a lumbar disc herniation in the first place? And the classical explanation is that it's pressing on a nerve. If that were the only explanation, then removing the disc and decompressing the nerve would alleviate the pain, but it doesn't.
This may be a daft question. How do you find a rat who has Parkinson's disease?
Well, you don't. You have to induce it. And that's the problem.
Questions, questions, questions. The more we learn, the less we seem to know. So does today's breakthrough become tomorrow's dilemma? Find out more in Pain Concerns, Airing Pain.